Good morning. Thank you. What a joy to worship together. I too want to welcome you to BCF. So glad you're here. If you're visiting, special welcome to you. If you're new to Christianity, we're excited you're here, and we pray that your time will help you as you discover how to have a personal relationship with a God who has loved you forever. If you have any questions, I'll be after the service. Love to dialogue any of our elders as well. Please, we'd be happy to help in that process. Today, as we continue our series in the Gospel of Luke, we get to glimpse into the most famous fish story of all time. And we're going to look at the kind of people that Jesus calls to fish for men. Now, a favorite thing for any fisherman is to retell the stories of the amazing catches that they pulled in. And that's exactly what's happening here. We don't know exactly who shared this story with Luke, but we can only imagine there was a lot of smiles going on as they were recounting the amazing events that Luke is writing down, recording, as he's gathering details of the life of Christ. You see, Luke was a brilliant physician who became a historian. And what we're doing is we're studying a first century document that was recorded as Luke interviewed primary witnesses who experienced the person and the power of Christ. And he's recorded details like the wonders around his birth, his youth in the temple, his baptism, this battle with Satan in the wilderness, and how he, as the last Adam, is ushering in a whole new humanity. And Luke is recording these details for us. You remember that he had already begun to preach, and when we get to today's passage, he's been in his hometown. They rejected him. But he goes down the road to Capernaum, and people are delighted, and they flock by the droves to hear Jesus talk about the kingdom of God. And as Jeff reminded us last week, he's performing works of authority, healing the sick, casting demon out of men and women. And today's passage is another first in the life of Jesus. It's the first of his calling his disciples. Men that would be with him for his ministry, would behold him after the resurrection, and who would be strategically involved in ushering in a whole new chapter of God's economy as the love of Christ extended to the ends of the earth. So let's turn our Bibles to chapter 5 of Luke. And we'll be reading beginning in verse 1, verse 1 through 11. Hear the word of God. On one occasion, while the crowd was pressing in on him to hear the word of God, he was standing by the lake of Gennesaret, and he saw two boats by the lake, but the fishermen had gone out of them and were washing their nets. Getting into one of the boats, which was Simon's, he asked him to put out a little from the land. And he sat down and he taught the people from the boat. And when he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into deep and let down your nets for a catch." And Simon answered, "Master, we toiled all night and took nothing, but at your word I will let down the nets." And when they had done this, they enclosed a large number of fish, and their nets were breaking. They signaled to their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both the boats, so they began to sink. But when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." For he and all who were with him were astonished at the catch of fish they had taken. And so also were James and John, sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. And Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you will be catching men." And when they had brought their boats to land, they left everything and followed him. Let's pray. Father, how we thank you for this privilege, this moment to pause and to learn from this fish story, this momentous occasion when Jesus began calling for fishers of men. And we pray as we listen together, your Spirit would take the word and write it on our hearts, that we would marvel at Christ, even as Peter did, as he beheld his wonder, his power, and His holiness. Teach us for Your glory, we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. I'd like to give you my message in a nutshell. Luke shows us the kind of people that Jesus calls to fish for men. Jesus calls those who first delight in His Word. Second, who obey His command. Third, who humbly confess their sin. And fourth, follow Him unreservedly to catch people for His kingdom. At this point in Jesus' story, Peter's already had some encounters with Christ. Jesus in Capernaum went to Peter's synagogue, and after synagogue, invited Jesus over to his house. You know, a lot of times we'll have people over to have ham dinner. They couldn't have ham dinner after synagogue, but they had lamb chops. So they came over to Peter's house, and here in Peter's house, his mother-in-law is sick, and Jesus raised up his mother-in-law, and he saw right in his living room Jesus healing sick and casting out demons. In this amazing experience, he realized that Jesus was more than just an ordinary rabbi. Remember, Luke tells us that he left the area, went down to Judea, preached in some of the synagogues down there, came back, and here he is now at the shore of the Sea of Galilee, right there next to Capernaum, and Gennesaret and Galilee, same thing, just different words. And he's so popular by this time. The crowds are pressing in. They're pressing. He can't even speak. There's just so many people. And it just so happened that he was standing beside Peter's boat. Watch out at those little coincidences. And this was just a little coincidence. Happened to be beside Peter's boat. And you'll notice he asks Peter to push off a bit so he might have some space from whence to teach. Now, one detail to notice here, if you lend your boat to Jesus, he will never return it empty. Just a detail there. So when that happens, Peter shoves off and steps back in the boat, and Jesus is sitting down in the front of the boat teaching the people. Now, Peter could have very easily said, you know, Lord, appreciate Your wanting my boat. There's boats here. I've been fishing all night, and I'm going home, if you don't mind. But no, Peter was eager to hear the Word of God, and it was a privilege to have Jesus in his boat. And that's the kind of people that Jesus calls to fish for men, people that are eager to hear His Word. And the same can happen in our lives. How many times have you maybe had a bad night, kids have been crying all night, and you get up in the morning, it's like, ugh. Or there that Sunday in the year when the clock leaps forward. What is that about? And it's like just dragging, lost an hour of sleep. But you're here because you want to hear the Word of God. And that's the kind of people that Jesus calls to be fishers of men. One of the things I want you to know is that every Sunday we have both children and adult elective classes so we can learn more about the Word of God. And that's because we're eager. And I hope that if you're not already involved in one of the adult or child classes, you will get involved. A tremendous opportunity. We have a great teaching teams that work hard to open the Word of God so that we can know the truth of God's Word and apply it to our lives. And Jesus is looking for people who are eager to hear the Word of God. He could have passed, but he wanted to hear Jesus speak. And so Jesus gets in the boat and he's teaching. And you'll notice next that Jesus calls those who obey his voice. Now, notice in verse 5, he tells Peter to put out into deep water and let down the nets. Peter responds, Master, we have toiled all night and took nothing. But at your word, we will let down the nets. After futile nights fishing, he felt sure there were no fish to catch. And notice yet, rather than calling Jesus rabbi, he calls him master, which is a special term of respect and authority. And then he says, at your word, we'll let down the nets. I hope you see Peter's simple, instant obedience. Peter, at this time, knew very little about the person and the power and the authority of Christ, and yet he knew enough to know when Jesus speaks, his part was to obey. And to be honest, Peter's a fishing pro. He knows fishing. Jesus has the calloused hands of a carpenter. And Peter was thinking, I'm the fisherman, you're the carpenter, and we've been all night. But he obeys. And the same happens. I mean, Jesus is a carpenter. What does he know about how we should interact with the internet? What does he know about running my business? What does Jesus know about marriage? He was never married, much less to my spouse. What does he know about how I should use my free time? And yet, notice Peter simply obeyed. And I want to encourage you, there are times that we think that Jesus doesn't know, just like Peter. Let me tell you a secret. Jesus knows. And so your best to obey. And Peter didn't realize the results of simple obedience. They were going to be spectacular. And yet he just obeyed. And the same is true in our lives. There may be, you have no idea, the pain you'll avoid and the joy you'll experience by simple obedience to the Word of God. But the fact is, Jesus knows not only what is tempting you and enticing you and would cause you to turn away from this narrow way, and yet there are blessings to receive and to behold by your choice to go against your natural inclination and to obey the Word of God. Simple obedience. That's the kind of people that Jesus calls to fish for men. And so at your word, I'll let down the nets. Now, I'm going to give a little addition to the text here. Luke did not write this, but I think this is true. Because what Luke does say is that there's this crowd of people that are pressing in to hear Jesus speak. What Luke doesn't say is that at the same time, the fish heard Jesus' voice. And they started crowding in. See, the fish knew this is the voice of their Creator. The voice that spoke them into being is in this little boat at the edge of the lake. And they come. I got a picture. They come. They're coming. Do you hear that voice? That's Jesus. And they're coming. And from all over the lake. See, I want you to realize only angels and men have ever disobeyed the voice of God. The trees of the field clap their hands. And all of creation is eager to obey the voice of the God who made them and loves them. And so these fish hear that voice and they come. They cannot resist to come. And what I want you to know is as we are called to fish for men in the same way that those fish came to the voice of Jesus, when you speak the truth of the Word of God, there are people that are coming. They want to hear. They are waiting to hear. They are dying to hear. And when you speak the truth of the love of God and the marvels that we have recorded in this book, people are drawn just like those fish. And they come. Peter did not know what was going on beneath the waterline. And we don't know what's going on beneath the waterline in people's hearts. But people are being drawn to Christ. And so here's what happened. Peter dropped his net, and here are these fish. Jesus says, my sheep hear my voice, and they follow me. And those fish heard his voice, and they came. Jesus calls people that humbly confess their sin. Verse 6 and 7, when they had done this, they enclosed a large number of fish, and their nets were breaking. They signaled to their partners in the other boat to come and help. And they came and they filled both boats so they began to sink. They estimate in that day The fishing boats were about 27 feet long, 7.5 feet wide, 4 feet deep. Two boats were sinking with fish. They'd never had a catch like that in all their days. And as Peter is beholding the fish, and he beholds Jesus, this mountain of fish, Jesus standing in his boat with fish up to his knees, there peaceably, look how Peter responds. His words, Peter says, "Get away from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." Get away from me, Lord. In that moment, as Peter beheld this miracle, and he beheld the Lord, he saw Christ like he'd never seen him before, and he was overwhelmed with his own sinfulness. He connected this miracle with the purity and the power of God. By God's grace, in that moment, Jesus was beheld. And Peter's response was the only natural, healthy response any of us can have when we behold Christ in his purity and in his glory. He fell at his feet and he confessed his sin. Peter was moved with a humble awareness of his own sinfulness. And he was there at his feet. Have you had that kind of interaction? Have you so beheld the purity and the glory of Christ? Have you seen Jesus in his absolute moral purity? In the light of his holiness, Peter was overwhelmed. This is like a flashback to Isaiah chapter 6. You remember, Isaiah sees the Lord seated on the throne in his glory, in his majesty, in his purity and authority. And he cries out, "Woe is me, for I am undone. I'm a man of unclean lips." In the same way, just like Isaiah, when Peter beheld the glory of Christ, he was overwhelmed by his need for Jesus' forgiveness. May we be undone as we behold the beauty of God's holiness. May we recognize our sinfulness in the light of his purity. Have you felt the horrid stain of your sin exposed in the light of God's purity and love? Has holy fear of a holy God moved you to recognize the only rightful posture before him is on your face or on your knees? Sadly, one of the reasons we're so complacent with our selfishness and lack of love for God is because we convince ourselves that God is soft on sin and unconcerned with our worldliness. We like to think that God is just like us. But Peter realized that's not so. That's the sort of people that Jesus calls to fish for men, those who humbly confess their sin. The fact is, we'll never be true followers of Jesus, never fishers of men, until we humbly understand we are desperate sinners in desperate need for the forgiveness that only Jesus can offer. A proper view of Christ will move us to humble repentance. And without repentance, we will never be Jesus' disciples. In that moment, on a top of flopping fish, Peter saw Jesus. And in that moment, he was overwhelmed, like a leper, shouting, "Unclean, unclean." He realized there was no place for a holy man in his unclean boat and in his unclean life. Yet that overwhelming sense of Jesus' holiness and our unworthiness is a precursor to receiving Jesus' call. That's the kind of people that Jesus calls to fish for men. May we glimpse into Jesus' holiness and see our own filthiness. May we be undone by his purity, that we might fall on our face before him. And I want you to see Jesus' response. Jesus asked to get into Peter's boat. When Peter beheld Jesus, Peter asked Jesus to leave his boat. And it was then that Jesus responded. And listen to Jesus' words. He says, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you will be catching men." It was then that Jesus changed the course of Peter's life. With those words, Peter was forever a different man. You see, he is now committed to catching men. Now, it's fascinating to note the word that Jesus uses here for catching means live catch. And the idea is that we're to be engaged in gathering up these fish in the sea of sin and destruction and bringing them into the fresh water of God's love and His grace. You see, this is the kind of people that Jesus calls to fish for men, those who delight in His word, who obey His command, who humbly confess their sin, and who follow unreservedly to catch people for His kingdom. And that's exactly what happened. Now, mind you, don't know how to say this, but Jesus here is not politically correct because He's inviting us to catch men. And notice it's not, He's inviting us to inform men, to provide a creative alternative to the many faith systems that they happen to have. No, He's saying that we're to be engaged in persuasion, that we're to be involved, just like fishermen are committed to getting the fish into the boat. We're to be committed to seeing men and women, boys and girls, to be gathered into the kingdom of God. And this means a commitment to engage, to persuade. Paul says, "We beg of you, be reconciled to God." And might we so understand that people need to be delivered from the stormy waters of death that are bound for hell, so that we would engage and persuade men and women to come to Christ, to leave their way of death and to enter into way of life. Jesus comes, "Come to me, you are weary and find life burdensome. I will give you rest." And so we're engaged in this process of calling men and women, boys and girls, to be saved by the power of Christ. Now, Peter and his buddies had learned on the Sea of Galilee the skill, the patience, the perseverance, the persistence that is required to catch fish, and no less is required to be fishing for men. He wants us to join Him, to engage. And this must be an active part of our vision. This is one of the reasons BCF is intentional about being frugal with ourselves. We want as much of God's resource possible to be engaged in catching men near and far. I hope that you're engaged. Every week we talk about a different missionary so that we can be engaged. This week, praying for the fast in Japan, that the work of the fishing of men and women go forth with power in Japan. And might we be intentionally engaged, sacrificially involved, so that we're seeing people enter into the nets of God's love and redeem from the way that leads only to destruction. Notice verse 11, when they brought their boats to land, they left everything and they followed Him. Jesus calls people who will follow Him unreservedly to catch people for His kingdom. At that invitation, Peter and his buddies got ashore. They left two boats filled with flopping fish, and they followed Jesus. They didn't stop. They didn't say, "You know, could we have the morning off? Just get these fish to market. That'd be nice to take care of." They didn't stop to have a business meeting. How is this following Jesus going to affect our business plan? They unreservedly left everything. They realized that the privilege of being with Jesus in this process of fishing for men was a privilege far greater than any other opportunity they could ever have in all their lives. They responded unreservedly because they treasured Jesus. He is the great treasure, and they were invited to be with Him, to fish with Him. And in the same way, Jesus invites us to this fishing task. Now, truth is, Peter was a particular man with a particular call in a particular time and was used by God in a very particular way. But this event of calling Peter is a metaphor for all of us. Because just as Jesus was calling Peter, he's calling us today to be intentionally engaged in the joy and the privilege of fishing for men. Now, like Peter, we don't follow him because we're good, or because we're strong, or because we have the resources we need. We don't. But as we sang, yet not I, but Christ in me. And this morning we have the privilege to celebrate the table of the Lord. And with these elements, we declare to God and to one another, we don't have the resources. We need the bread of heaven. We need the cleansing power of Jesus' blood. He and only He can equip us and prepare us and use us in this fishing task.